For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is sophomore forward Maya Nugent out of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. And Maya, your team played two great games this last weekend, despite what the scoreboard said. Talk about the energy your team had going out into that first game. It just seemed night and day from the previous week.
I would say this past weekend has been one of our most high energy games. Everyone was just excited to get out there. We wanted to end this losing streak as quick as possible, which I thought everyone was excited to go for. So I know the overall atmosphere and energy of our team, in the locker room before games, was just very focused and just want to get the job done.
Well, then on Saturday, you guys came back from a 2-0 deficit. You tie it up. You go to a 3-on-3 overtime, and those are new this year. Talk about how fun it is to have that much space out on the ice on a 3-on-3.
Oh, well, it's definitely especially at that rink, you have so much open ice and the offensive view, once you get the puck, you just want to have full control over it and just not make sure you're not dumping it. And then on the defensive side, make sure it can be easily, you can easily get distracted out there, with following the puck. So just making sure that you pick up your players, especially in the D zone.
Then you get the chance to go out there for the shootout. I know Coach Emma gave you some advice before you left the bench. What did she tell you?
She just said, you know what to do, just visualize it and just breathe.
I talked to Coach Scanlon after the game, and he says, and I quote, that Maya has sick hands. Talk about your sick move out there. That was incredible.
Well, thank you. I don't know. I guess it's just with practice. I like to practice stick handling and different moves. And I have friends back in when I went to New York that we would stick handle a lot. So they helped me out with some good moves and we just use each other.
Were you nervous going out there for that shootout?
Yes. On the inside, yes. But if you were to ask me in the moment, I'd say no, because I think it helps mentally.
All right. This weekend, you guys have UMD. You know, they're going to be a tough team. They're in the top 10. You've played them before, just not this year. How do you prepare for a team that you're only going to see once so far?
Honestly, just prepare for it like you would any other game. I'd say just go out there and play our hardest. We know what there's big points on the line. So if everyone comes out there with the same energy that they had, it's just any other hockey game.
What are your hobbies outside of hockey?
I enjoy snowboarding, water skiing, anything outdoors, really.
What is your major and what do you hope to do with it after you're done with college?
My major currently is community health. And after college, I would like to do something with nutrition and exercise, whether that be a strength coach or just helping people with different diets and just spreading awareness about different foods and how they can affect your body both positively and negatively.
That's awesome. Who was your favorite hockey player or favorite hockey team growing up?
I'm a big Connor McDavid fan, and I like Sidney Crosby a lot as well.
Who was your hero when you were growing up?
My hero was probably Brianna Decker. I loved watching her. And then just at camps, she would always be a counselor. So I always looked up to her.
Also saw on Instagram, there's a Maya Nugent fan club out there. Do you know who that person is?
Yes. I coached her over the summer. And
awesome. Who are your roommates this year?
I'm rooming with Abby De La Rosa and Reese Hunt.
What do you do in your spare time?
We watch The Bachelor. Honestly, anything. Just being with them is always just a blast.
Awesome. Good luck this weekend. Thanks so much for your time, Maya.
Thank you as well. Thanks again.